The Herald of Christ's Kingdom, July-August 2021. The theme of this issue is Journey to Freedom. In the beginning, freedom can be defined in various ways. A man sitting in prison could hope for the freedom to come and go as he pleases. One under authoritarian rule may want the freedom to speak his mind. One living with a guilt-ridden conscience may confess his wrong and relieve the oppressive feeling of guilt. Under God's plan, mankind is on a journey to freedom from every oppressive force that imprisons him. God knew from the beginning that free will must be guided by godly principles. Only then can true freedom be attained. Privileges of the First Sons considers the creative role of the Logos. Freely working with God was a delight. The angels also had unique privileges. Then, with the creation of man, the universe saw the first act of disobedience. With the fall of Lucifer and other angels, the exercise of freedom took an ominous turn. The Taste of Freedom discusses some biblical examples of freedom. Noah was freed from a corrupt society by the flood. Entangled in Sodom, Lot was delivered by angels. Israel's release from Egypt revealed they had much to learn about the meaning of freedom. Where is the Remedy? From Volume 4, cites a statement by Senator John Ingalls about why man's problems cannot be resolved. He concludes, "Human nature remains unchanged." Brother Russell then gives the only hope for a better world, God's kingdom. Liberty Brings Responsibility looks at the true meaning of freedom. Atonement sets us free from condemnation. But in this life, we are not free from sinful tendencies. However, sanctification is a journey to free us from them. Various sinful habits are discussed with scriptural admonitions for addressing them. The Invisible Line from Reprint 336 offers an analogy to the proper use of freedom. Godly principles act as an invisible line that helps us walk a sometimes treacherous path. Proclaim Liberty reviews Sabbath and Jubilee laws as illustrating the freedoms coming to people through God's incoming kingdom. The rights of man and the easing of labor begins the process. When the curse is lifted, even freedom from death will come. Man's quest for freedom describes four historic individuals who fought for the legitimate rights and freedoms of man. Opening the Prison of Darkness gives moving extracts from an essay by Helen Keller. Though blind and deaf, her optimism abounded when her mind and spirit touched the hope we have in God. May this issue of the Herald encourage your personal journey to freedom, from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians 3:18.